Welcome into Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. Quinn Douglas, as we open up our program tonight, talking boys track and field, and we are talking with the boys track and field coach of the Webster City Lynx, Chad Hitzler, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you, Quinn.
So as we take a look at your team so far through this season, definitely feels like we've seen a lot of growth from your team from the start of the season till now, as you had a meet win in there with the Southeast Valley Invite back on the 14th of April. I thought your team performed well at Seidel on Thursday night last week. You also ran well at the Umstead Relays and at the Charlie Bunn Relays at Humboldt as well the week before. And just what have you and the staff seen from this group here through about the first half of the season?
Yeah, it's been a good start. We had two third-place finishes, and then we had one the Southeast Valley Relays. That was fun for the kids. Then our Seidel, we had to rest a few kids. We ended up with like four meets in 10 days. Usually we lose some of those to weather, but this year we got them all in. That hasn't happened in a while, so it was good. It was a good meet for us. We've had some kids really standing out. Jaden Weinsittle qualifying for the Drake Relays in the 100. You know, it's tougher to get in that than it is to make it to state. So looking forward to seeing him run on Friday.
And, you talk about Jane Weinsettle and the improvements he's made from last year. Another group that I feel like has really taken a big step forward has been that mid-distance group. You got a really good core of those guys, like Justin Callahan, as well as Jack Barner. You bring in a freshman in Daniel Muriel, who has been really, really good so far this year as a freshman. And then other guys like a Leland Eggers or a Gabe Thuma, so on and so forth. There's a couple other guys in there that really stepped up. But just, you know, the meet in meet out performance from your mid distance group. What are some things you've seen with that group that's impressed you with how they've improved?
Yeah, it starts with Justin, and he's a really hard worker, and he's brought a lot of other guys with him. You know, he's a cross country guy, and he never missed lifting. So in the past, we went to see that, and then a lot of these other guys are coming in with him, Gabe and Jack and some of the other ones are also coming in. So they've done a great job. Justin, though, is just so versatile. You know, he can run 8s, 400, 400 hurdles. His 51.9 time is a very good early season time on the open four. And then he had his best 400 hurdles of his life the other day, a fifth low, 57. So he's fun to watch and definitely a big part of our team, that's for sure.
And also looking area that's definitely been maybe a surprise, but it's definitely become an area of strength has been your hurdle group. And Jackson Griffith, namely, he's really stepped up, had a really, I'd say, breakout junior season. He's gone 15-3-1 in the 110 highs. That shuttle hurdle team has been dropping their time seemingly almost every time out as well. When you look at that hurdle group and where they are now compared to where they were at the start of the season, just what have you seen that's allowed them to have the growth that they've had?
Yeah, they're really working hard, and Aiden and Jackson are the leaders of that group. And you know, Jackson wanted to try the highs, and he hasn't lost, so he's won every meet that he's been in. And he's kind of dealing with a little bit of an injury now, so I don't know if he'll be able to run them tomorrow. We need to rest him, so we can't take the chance of him getting hurt. So, but yeah, right now there's not, the practice time is pretty much rest time and working on some handoffs and stuff. We have with two meets this week, two meets next week, and Drake in there. We're basically, you know, running the meets. That's our workouts, and then trying to rest up a little bit and work on some small technique things in between.
You talk about that schedule coming up. Two meets this week. You guys have your home meet coming up tomorrow at Bob Buckley Track with the Lynx Relays. Thursday, on Friday, you guys are at the Pocahontas boys meet over in Pocahontas. And then next week, a couple of bigger meets with the North Pole Comet Relays and then the Don Howard Invitational at Boone as well. So you mentioned, you know, a lot of practice time has been rest time for your guys, and the meets have been sort of the practice, I guess, for your team. But when you look at the competition, especially coming up Tuesday with your home meet, welcoming in a Waverly Shell Rock and a Mason City to the boys meet this year. Just when you look at the competition that's coming up, what are the goals that you have for this group now that you're into that second half of the season, you're getting ready for conference and state as well?
We're just, you know, get a good night to run. You want to improve your time or your distance and your throws or your jumps. And and that's what you just hope to do. The kids are also doing a lot of morning training with lifting and running, and once we get to conference and districts, we'll back off on that. But we have two more weeks to go hard for four meets, and then we're into our championship season. So we just try to take a little bit of time off every time we run, and hopefully that we can peak in those last couple weeks.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week with the Lynx Relays and the Pocahontas Area Boys Meet.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks for covering us.
Yep, that is Chad Hissler, the boys track coach of the Webster City Lakes, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto. We talk with South Hamilton boys track coach Kyle Galatich next on 95.7 FM.